The administration proposal passed by the school board Monday would ask borough voters to approve selling bonds to pay for nearly $27.7 million in repairs, including replacement of the roof at Ben Ileson High School and Wood River Elementary, and electrical system upgrades for other facilities around the district.
Then that would go over to the borough for their consideration.
Superintendent Karen Gaborik says the district's projects would be included with others that borough officials plan to ask voters to consider approving in the October municipal election. She says the work at Wood River Elementary would finally complete the renovation that's been underway there on and off for several years now.
This final phase includes the last demolition, making sure everything's ADA compliance, some structural upgrades. That is that very last phase that we just haven't quite been able to get at.
Also Monday, board members approved spending just over $500,000 to repair the roof over Lathrop High School's gymnasium and locker rooms. Members then began reviewing the district's nearly $238 million total budget for the coming school year. District Chief Financial Officer Lisa Pierce says that's about 1% lower than this year's budget, but she says it'll enable district officials to restore much of the funding the administration initially had proposed to cut.
It brings back a little over $8 million, and that's basically what we were cutting.
Gaborik says she's especially glad to recommend funding for full-day kindergarten at 9 more elementary schools. She says administrators had initially planned to recommend adding it at 5 more schools, but decided to use the additional $8.2 million to offer it at all 9 schools that didn't yet have it.
Given the additional revenues that we have and some of the savings, I think it's a good move to do it now. It's good for our community. Parents want it. Teachers are very supportive, especially our first grade teachers who have been experiencing the results of full-day kindergartens.
Next year's district budget also calls for hiring enough teachers to keep class sizes from growing any larger and to keep the student-teacher ratio the same as this year's. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.